interesting to see them do that live at some point, ain't it? It's Dirty Honey taking on Prince. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. If you are Dirty Honey, you happen to be listening right now, or you can talk to them, get a message to them. I would love to hear them do a cover of Bambi. Do you know that song by any chance? Like off the 1979 album, actual rock song. Really good guitars, as Prince was known for playing. Really good stuff. Love to hear Dirty Honey's take of that. It's, you know, Kevin, I'm not supposed to tell you this. I shouldn't be talking about this at all. But Kevin has volunteered for a highly experimental experiment. You know how people have talked about maybe disappearing, vanishing, and you can beam them somewhere? Well, he's their test subject. And he sort of came to the other side all gooey and messy and in pieces. So they're putting him together, either promising he'll be back tomorrow. Kevin's supposed to be back here tomorrow, but he did record a message for you.
Test, test, 1, 2, 3. All right, you ready?
Nope.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you. Kevin here. Hold on. All right. Kevin here. Sorry, I have to swallow.
Go ahead and do that, dear. Play a couple from Aerosmith now on a 2 for Tuesday. 95.5 KLOS. See you tomorrow.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a list here of commonly confused words.
Ah, I love these.
Which I do a decent amount.
Well, yeah, most
which
people
do.
Which
I do a lot.
Yeah,
is that a lot or is it a lot?
Sure, whatever you like. I'm fascinated by words. I love it. I told you, I used to read the dictionary when I was a kid.
I know, that's the nerdiest thing I've ever heard.
It is total dorky.
Why would you read?
I'll tell you how it got started.
It's only words. It's not even a sentence.
Right, but I was fascinated. First of all, I would always look for the naughty words. I'd like, oh, is this dictionary have the naughty words in it? Are we going to find the F word?
Are you eight now?
Grade school.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, I still do. you know, and then from there, you know, I just like dig in deeper and I'm like, oh, what does this mean? What does this mean? And I don't know. I was fascinated.
Really?
But,
do you have a better vocabulary than most people?
Good vocabulary.
Because of that.
Yeah. And I'm also not one of those people that goes and corrects people all the time.
That drives me crazy too. Although if I'm doing something like publicly, like I'm doing it on Twitter and I miss spell.
Sure.
I do want to know that.
Right.
I mean?
Yeah. But I won't point it out to you because I still don't do that. I just won't.
No, that's fine. If you don't care about me, fine.
That is exactly it.
So we're going to take your phone calls at 818-955-KLOS. Commonly confused words. My problem is shortening stuff like on Twitter. So I'll write through THRU.
Right. Yeah.
And I know that that's not technically right, but I just shorthand it as I'm going.
Right.
And I get that confused a lot.
Right.
Then I also have to think twice about their, T-H-E-I-R.
Oh, really?
And their, the T-H-E-Y apostrophe R.
I don't know why I have that super memorized.
I don't. I have to like just pause for a second and go, okay, I understand it now.
Right.
And then I move on, but I do have to stop for a second and think about it.
The one that gives me the trouble still, and I've never really been able to shake it out, is lay and lie. You're going to lay down, you're going to lie something down, you're going to
That's nonsense.
But I mean, if you're going to be correct, you know, and especially if you're writing, which is one of the things.
This says to lie down, this is lie, to lie down a person or an animal.
Okay, and then to lay
something down. I have a headache, so I'm going to lie down for a while.
Right.
Laying is laying an object.
A thing, yes. And for some reason I can't remember that. I always have to look that one up.
I would assume because you probably don't use it all that often.
Well, you know, you don't get laid very often, so sure,
that's
why not?
Different word
confused. Okay. Well, so that's why I'd be looking up in the dictionary. L-A-I-D. Woo, it's in here. This is a good dictionary. Nice.
And then there's also T-H-E-R-E.
Yep.
So I do have to kind of pause just for a second.
You know, there's a bunch of weird rules, and I don't know that one offhand, but it's they are.
Right.
So apostrophe R-E.
Right.
They're.
Right, which is a place.
Right. And then
there, which is a possessive. Right.
Yes.
But I do have to pause.
Yeah.
And it frustrates the hell out of me because like, all right, well, how many times have I paused on these words?
Yep.
Every single time.
And the I before E was the biggest lie ever given to mankind.
I'm not sure that was the biggest lie,
but it was the biggest one. Yeah. I before E except after C. No, it isn't. Sometimes. Depends on its mood.
All right. So commonly confused words. What are your trouble spots? 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, we have our 1 second of nonstop rock up to $6,000.
Come on, gotta win.
Coming up in a few minutes. Right now, we're talking about commonly confused words. You have one?
Affect and effect.
Oh, yeah.
Affect and effect, those two?
Yeah. What is the sound effect and what is the effect on this? You know, it is very hard. How does it affect you? Yeah.
Do you have to stop and think about it every time?
I do.
Does that
I
make
do.
You mad like it does me?
Yeah, it does. I get a little pissed. Okay. But I know my there is very well.
All right, well, take it easy.
What do you think about that?
Yes.
Right on. Thanks
Thank
for calling.
Calling.
Hi, KLOS.
Accept and accept.
Oh, yeah.
A-C-C and E-X?
And E-X, yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how it works.
Speaking of accept, I know that Balls to the Wall is going to be playing this weekend on our Glam and Slam.
Right on.
Yeah, right? So that should be nice and loud. And it will be spelled A-C-C-E-P-T, not
E-P-T, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Oh, we're nerds. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thank you. We're talking about commonly confused words.
Okay, it irritates me when people say conversate instead of converse.
Conversate? I've never heard anybody say that.
I don't think I have either.
I don't know. It happens all the time. They think they're all smart, and they said, yeah, so we're going to conversate. And I'm like, conversate? Converse.
You're not speaking to British people, are you? Because I know they say contribute. They say contribute.
Well, actually, perhaps.
I'm
here in L.A., man. I hear it all the time.
It's not that bean idiot then you're talking to.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah,
we appreciate
it. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
I would say lose and lose, like if you're playing a game and you lose, or that something doesn't fit because it's lose.
1-0 or 2-0s.
Yeah.
Yeah, like which one do you use? Which one has 2-0s and which one has 1?
I don't have a stupid little rule for that, but there is for dessert and desert. And my dad pointed this to me when I was a kid. He's like, do you want 2 desserts and do you want 2 deserts? You want 2 desserts, so 2 S's. And 1 desert, so 1 S.
How does that help with lose and
it
lose?
It doesn't at all, and okay. I'm sorry, man. And I hope you live your life okay.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, KLOS. Problems with words?
Hey, you 2 wordsmiths.
That's us.
In a nutshell.
Is that indubitably or no doubt?
Indubitably or no doubt. Is there a real difference between the two?
It's like, hey and hey, are you talking about the stuff that grows, or hey, how are you?
I'm talking about the stuff that grows, man.
That's not at all what we're talking about.
Thanks for calling. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Look how you did that with the timing.
Sad,
you're
really.
You're professional. We have our 1 second of Nonstop Raw coming up in a few minutes for $6,000.
Damn, Gina.
So that's coming up right now. We're taking a few more commonly confused words. KLOS, hello.
Ensure and insure.
Oh, interesting. I don't know the difference in that one.
Ensure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, insure, like you said, starts with an E, and that is to make sure that something is happening. And insure is to keep you, like to insure you, insurance, right? I-N. Would you say that's right?
Absolutely correct.
Woo-hoo!
Absolutely
correct.
But said poorly.
Yeah, very said. Yeah, exactly.
Gold stars.
Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Problems with words?
Problems with words.
Yeah, I guess you did. I guess so. I guess that's his game. That's too bad. Man, we are seconds away from party music.
Yes, we are.
O-Rama.
From 5 to 7 every Friday, we do our old request fest. But first, Florida could become the latest state to study magic mushrooms as mental health treatment.
Oh, I guess we're moving.
This is a big thing. 2 proposed companion bills in the Florida legislature would, if passed, allow the Board of Medicine to study MDMA and magic mushrooms and ketamine.
It definitely helps with depression from what I'm hearing more.
That's
and more
what they're
all
saying.
The
it's a depression thing. And if they give them any of these 3 under strict supervision,
right,
maybe it helps.
And I'll be sure to make sure to keep that strict supervision going.
Sure.
For me, for sure.
No, not for you. I'm saying for other people.
No, I'm moving.
You don't get your... Oh, I see.
Oh, I'm going. Oh, yeah. It's done. You. Done okay. Deal. Yeah, if it happens.
We're going to find out some more information on the Heineken 00 hotline. We have Chris Witowski. He's the co-founder of Celera Bioscience.
Maybe you want to say it, Chris?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Good. He's been sampling.
I'm good, but I could use some mushrooms.
It's Celera Bioscience.
That was close.
And we are one of the newest startups there in Florida that are trying to use psychedelics for treatment of mental health and addiction and Alzheimer's disease, all types of neurological dysfunction.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm
you have to realize that these drugs have not been really studied or researched since the 70s. They've taken on a connotation of being used as a recreational drug, mm-hmm. but as you mentioned, magic mushrooms and things like that. But we're finding as a therapeutic is really a potential for curing a lot of illnesses that have very poor history of medical treatment right now.
Well, that sounds really cool. And very, I'm surprised that the government is that, you know, they have their eyes that open that they're actually willing to try it.
Very true.
Surprising.
Well, yeah.
The research is there. The medical science is there to back it up. Mm-hmm. I've got a professor here that works with me. It's a unicorn that lives inside my washing machine.
I'm sorry,
and
what?
And the unicorn that lives inside my washing machine has mm-hmm. told me that these drugs are perfectly safe and useful in many different ways.
Okay.
So when he's like in this, which spin cycle does he most come up with, like his most insightful, helpful?
Obviously delicate, because you don't want to hurt the unicorn. They're very sensitive creatures. And one of the professors here is a fire hydrant that's made out of candy corn. He told me that he believes that this is the wave of the future. We're going to get $25 million from an investment company, according to my CFO, which is a bag of steel-cut oats that talks to me every morning. And
it's the right thing to do.
We're in good shape. We're gonna take this money. We're gonna do a lot of research, and we're gonna turn a lot of people on. It's gonna be freaking unbelievable. I can't wait for this, man.
Well, I mean, I thought you were gonna use it on the patients.
Yeah, patient. You have to be patient. It'll be right there. You don't have to be patient. You can hurry up and just get it right away. No need to be patient, because we're going to be handing it out like candy. It's going to be nuts. My snow tire tell me he can't wait. He's waiting for it to jump right in. So we got a lot of good stuff going on down here in Florida, man. You should absolutely move.
This sounds like groundbreaking treatment right here. I got it at 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We talk about robots all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my theory on robots.
Uh-huh.
They're the same as self-driving cars.
Right.
There is a generation that's going to have to suffer because they haven't worked out all the kinks yet.
Right. And that's so us,
gonna
most
be,
likely.
There's, yes. Yeah. So there's going to be people run over by
sure.
a self-driving car. These robots are going to destroy people.
And then they're going to get a taste for it.
I think that's my fear. I think, though, for our kids' generation, that might be really helpful.
Yeah, get super lazy. Like in, Wall-E, when they're on the ship all those years later, just sitting there.
Well, Elon Musk says Tesla is working on a humanoid robot.
Okay.
So I was looking into it. Mm-hmm. The prototype is supposed to be coming sometime next year.
Is this one of the ones that can jump on things and kick your butt?
No, that's the... Okay. What's that company?
I don't know. Robex something.
Nope. Tesla and CEO Elon Musk says his company is working on a humanoid robot, so it's supposed to look like a human.
Okay.
That will build a prototype sometime next year. The humanoid robot will leverage Tesla's experience in automated machines in its factories, as well as some of the hardware and software.
So they want robots that look like... Haven't they seen any damn sci-fi movies
That's
ever?
That's my point.
They just stand there. They get bored. They look human. You're
That's
trying to make
point.
Them think. And then they go, screw this.
And then they stab you in the back with a kitchen knife.
How many sci-fi writers have wasted their bloody time?
Musk, who has spoken repeatedly about his fears of runaway artificial intelligence...
He just can't help himself.
Hey, by the way, we're all worried about that.
Yeah.
Why don't you stop there and put a period there instead of a comma? Said the Tesla bot is, quote, intended to be friendly.
He should have said scary as hell.
No, he should have said, we're positive we can make it friendly. Intended to be friendly? That's not enough.
No, and I don't like that. I don't like friendly things. I always get rude with friendly things.
I don't care
things.
If it's... I just don't want it to
like
take over the earth.
Recorded things. Yeah, you know, but that's the thing. I mean, just like them knocking over the robots to see if they can get up again.
Remember that super collider thing that's in Europe?
Yep.
That was splitting the atom and they were saying, oh, you know what? It's
going to cause a black hole right here on Earth.
Possibly. Yes. Cause a black hole
That's
on
right.
Earth.
That's right.
And we called at the time, we were like, hey, about that side effect, that possible black hole on Earth. That seems bad.
Wiping out this galaxy.
Why don't we make sure that we're not going to have a black hole on
no,
Earth?
No, because we can. We got to see if we can. You know, we just got to see if we can. You know, we're so close. We just got to figure it out. And maybe we can make some money on it. So, got to do it. Have to.
I need assurances. I don't. That's a possible.
How are you going to shut it down?
That's,
though?
That's a possible thing. Side effect that we can't live with.
How are we going to shut it down? Exactly. Like, nothing can live with it.
No. The Tesla bot is intended to be friendly.
I don't know what that means. Why is it going to be friendly? So it's out there on the floor making whatever it is they want it.
Because he has spoken many times about AI going crazy.
Oh, I see.
So now he's reassuring people that are worried about it.
Right.
That it's going to be friendly.
He
says it's going to be at a mechanical level so that, quote, you can run away from it.
No, because you probably will have to.
I want to not have to run away from it. I don't want it to be slow enough so I can beat it in a race.
Right.
I want to not have to race. Oh, and most likely overpower it.
Come on, that is not a real quote.
It's a real quote.
Really?
Word for word.
Only most likely.
You can run away from it and most likely overpower it.
This sounds a little like It Follows now.
It will be 5 feet, 8 inches tall.
Right.
It will weigh 125 pounds and have a screen for a face.
Oh, that's weird.
The name for the code name in the company is Optimus
Prime.
So I'm just saying,
I'm saying no.
Look, I understand this is necessary. We're going to have robots one day, but this generation, the people that are alive today are going to suffer greatly.
So when a robot runs you over.
Right. If I'm expected to outrun a robot.
And you might be able to overpower it, possibly, if you're really lucky. How good a shape are you in?
No, thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Was it yesterday we were talking to crazy pet parents?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes, yes, yes.
Because we might need them to call back.
Okay. What we got for them now?
I was talking to Mike Catherwood, Psycho Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And
with your podcast,
yes,
Great News Only, right?
Which we're starting again.
And you can still find on YouTube, right?
Yes, and we're starting to put out new ones on Monday.
Nice.
He told me the name of his dogs.
Okay.
The name of his dogs, one of them, is named Gloria Van Glitterpuff.
Gloria Van Glitterpuff.
Yes.
I love that.
He says that was named by his daughter.
Okay, so he's trying to push it off.
But if you know Psycho Monk.
Yeah, sure, exactly. What is it? I'm picturing a chihuahua or a chow or something small and odd.
I don't know which one is the Glitterpuff. I'm not positive. Right. And then there's Harry Boberry Coco.
Harry Boberry Coco. That's good. Now, see, who named that one?
He blames it.
Exactly.
I have only had first name dogs.
Right. And like Rover, right?
Sort of.
Spot.
I mean, yeah, you know, but only one word. I've never considered a middle and or last name.
I had a cat my sister named him Heathcliff. But then I did start getting weirder and weirder names as time went on. Zero, like named after Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right, but was there a middle and last name?
No, but the next dog was Ichi, which is one for Japanese because we were learning Japanese at the time.
Okay.
My wife and I. But she already had a name, which was Pixie, so she became Ichi Pixie, and then the people who used to take care of her called her Pop, so now she's Ichi Pixie Pop the Pup. So she's got a long name.
Wow.
Right along.
That's,
And you know what? Mike's daughter actually named him. Named her.
Did he? Yeah. Did she? That's crazy that she has that kind of power.
Yeah. She's like, she called up and she goes, all right, here's what you're calling your dog.
All right, so here's what we need. You have a dog that has a first, a middle, and a last name.
Yeah, at least three names.
Has to be at least three.
does that mean they're crazy? Am I crazy in your eyes?
I'm not saying that at all. I'll say it in a minute. 818-955 KLOS, your pet has a first, middle, and last name. We're talking about people who have pets with a first, middle, and last name. At least, you could have more than three names.
We'll be okay with that.
You have a pet like that?
I have a dog whose name is Theodore Frederick Bear.
Theodore?
Or otherwise known as Teddy Freddy Bear.
Ha ha. Wow. Okay, Kevin.
Who named it?
My girlfriend.
How old was she? 9?
Well, I guess Kevin has passed judgment. I was going to ask him to, and there you go. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I have a dog that has a first, middle, two middle, and a last name.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, what are they?
Okay, the dog's name is Finnick Eugene Fitzherbert Proctor.
Wow, how come?
Yeah, why? they all seem unrelated.
My daughter liked the name Eugene Fitzherbert from the movie Rapunzel.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny. I thought that was from The Exorcist, but okay.
That's Flynn Rider's. That's actually Flynn Rider's real name in the movie.
Okay.
Or in the cartoon movie. And then we didn't like Eugene as a first name for him, so we wanted to come up with something else. And they liked Finnick. She and my wife liked Finnick from Hunger Games, so he became Finnick Eugene Fitzherbert, and our last name.
Do you ever, when he's in trouble, does he get the full name treatment like dads usually?
Oh, yeah, like when we were kids, yes. Oh, absolutely. It'll take a while. Free, you know? Yep. Here we go.
By the time you get done with it, he's already destroyed whatever he's working on.
Here's what I love.
And he's off in another room playing with a different
toy. Yeah, exactly.
Too,
so. I love that you blame it both on your daughter and your wife.
Yeah.
That's strong.
Oh, yeah. No, they're absolutely responsible. That's strong. I have nothing to do with it.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You have a pet with three names or more?
Yes.
All right, what is it?
Ollie Juan Kenobi.
Ah, nice.
I don't hate it.
Yeah,
I should.
Does Obi ever make anything float or, like, you know, bring a spaceship back out of the lagoon for you?
No, his name is Ollie.
Ollie.
What?
Ollie, and then my wife decided to give a middle name and a last name. Ollie Juan Kenobi.
We have our high-low game coming up.
Oh, that's right. $1,800.
First, we're taking calls on people who have pets with three names or more. You have one?
Monkey Boy Bat Cat Floyd.
Monkey Boy Bat Cat Floyd.
Floyd is your last name?
My last name is not Floyd, but his last
name. Why is his name Floyd? Because of Pink Floyd?
Pink Floyd and Pretty Boy Floyd.
Nice.
Wow.
That's an interesting combo plate. Right? I like it. That's awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, what is your pet's name?
Her name is Dakota Dracula, the dirtiest dog.
Dakota Dracula, the dirtiest dog?
Yeah.
I love that.
Why? Why
DDD?
Honestly, I don't know. I think just because...
Did you name it?
Yeah, well, I named her Dakota, but my sister... is the one who makes up all these random names and we just add it on and she listens to all of those names and we call her by each.
Oh, cool. So you could say Dracula and she turns around?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's pretty great.
I love that.
That is pretty great.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
20 years ago, do you remember that movie? I think it was the second Mad Max movie called Mad Max Beyond
Thunderdome. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Third, actually, but yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With Tina Turner.
My last name is Sunderland, so I named him Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Had it on the papers.
I was just going to ask the last one if she had it on the papers. I love that you actually, it was official.
And you came up with that name.
I did.
How about that?
He was a crazy dog.
Despite how terrible the movie was.
Yeah, it was a bad movie.
It sucked.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, big dogs have to have three names. Otherwise, how do you yell at them properly?
Good point.
What are the three names of your pet?
Right now, I've got Mimi Noel Costin and Bosco Costin Montez.
What are the Costin in both?
Costin is my last name. Montez is my fiance's last name.
Oh, okay.
I got you.
All right. So they get in trouble a lot, do they?
And when I yell out all three names, they listen. It's like kids.
And your fiance is still going to marry you?
December 28th.
Yay! Congratulations.
That's what I meant. Congratulations.
That was definitely Kevin's intent.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello. What are your dog's names?
Well, I adopted her as Meanie, but I added a question mark, followed by Spot.
So how do you say that in dog language?
Mimi Three Spots? It's a cat.
One more time?
Mimi Three Spots.
Amy Three Spots? Amy Three Spots?
Yes.
You got to put a question mark at the end, though.
That's just straight
That's
crazy,
That's a lot of
dude.
Work. Yeah. And crazy.
The question mark comes after the three.
Wait, listen, no one cares.
I care. That's weird.
That's a lot of work.
The cat cares. I care.
Well, she's got a spot on her chin, a spot on her belly, and then a spot between her front paws.
Ah.
But when she sleeps, when she falls asleep on her back, and is in her front legs spread apart, that one spot becomes two. So it's not really three spots.
And you came up with this?
Yes, I'm weird. I have three cats.
No, right. I'm able to smoke that, and I appreciate you calling.
Sluggo wants to smoke your cats.
Nope, you cannot smoke
or at
my
least,
cats.
How about their catnip? I did try smoking that once.
Yes,
it did anything for me. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Okay, calling about the funny pet name?
Yes, you have a pet with three or more names?
I actually have two pets that have three names. My dog's name is Agatha the Defiant De La Rosa.
Nice. I like that.
I kind of love that.
Yeah, that's good.
And we have a pig whose name is Notorious P.I.G. the Destroyer.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Notorious P.I.G.
That is a winner.
Bean, take a lesson.
Wait, so Notorious P.I.G. and what? The Destroyer?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You win. You win the internet today.
You win all of the names, yes. All of the pet names.
And the
congratulations.
Radio. Yeah.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you've looked at college lately. Probably not.
I'm going to say probably since not. Since the 1990s, I was going to take one class, and I'm like, nope, forget
it. You can take bizarre classes, though. Like Cornell University, for example, you can take a class in tree climbing.
I mean, come on. What? Why? What?
It says it literally teaches people how to climb trees.
What will that come in handy for?
I don't know.
And if you fail, it's because you fell out of the tree?
I don't know. I'd like to take all of these. How to watch television.
How to watch television.
I could be the instructor.
No, man. There's some specifics you don't understand.
This is at Montclair State University.
But all of these?
This one. Oh, okay. How to watch TV.
Okay.
The aim for students is to critical evaluate the role and the impact of television in their lives as well as the life of the culture.
That's just them sitting around going, right. I don't know, man. I'm tired of teaching regular classes.
You could take circus arts at Triton College.
Circus arts. Like those peanuts?
You could go to Princeton.
Okay. I'm sure they'd let me in.
And take wordplay, a wry plod from Babel to Scrabble.
Of course, they have to throw in some fancy wording there. Yeah.
You could take the philosophy of the Twilight Zone at Indiana State University.
You're just making this
up. I'm not at all. These are all real classes.
Where do you find these, this list you're looking at?
I'll post it.
Okay.
Post it so you can see. You could take a class on Game of Thrones at the University of Virginia.
I would have been up until the last couple episodes, totally up for taking that particular class. And then I'd be like,
the last couple of classes of that course suck.
But we should talk. Who are these instructors? Who are these professors?
Dr. Seuss and Your World at Appalachian State University.
I would have been really good at that or Highlights back in the day. You know, they had a class on Highlights.
This is Stupidity at Occidental College.
Stupidity.
So you're asking who are the
instructors?
This is clinical psychologist Glenn A. Elmer Griffin, I believe, is on the phone with us now.
We have one of these instructors.
Yes.
Nice. Sorry to be poking fun. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, sir.
Hello.
Hi. Hello?
Hi. This is a great interview. You guys are really smart. Strong. So far, you're coming out strong.
Thank you.
And this is a class on stupidity? I think we would ace this
stupidity.
Class.
Stupidity. Yeah. Yeah, I think you guys would, you start with an A, and then you work your way down.
So we would already be down below a C at this point?
That's
we just
typical.
Started.
Everybody starts the class with an A, and then you whittle away at it.
Okay, and how do you whittle away at it exactly?
Well, here's the class. The class is about stupidity because in today's day and age, largely through psychometric psychology, we've learned that no one is really stupid. Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a stupid question?
Right.
That's wrong. People are idiots. People are morons.
Wait, so you're
a lot of stupid people asking stupid questions.
Okay. Al Jaffe would agree with that, I would think.
That is correct, yes.
And, you know, they say, people aren't stupid. They just have a different point of view. They just, they're on the other side from a point of view of yours. They're facts. No, they're idiots. They're stupid.
Okay.
And so this class will help you identify stupid people and help you shame them and yell in their faces.
So wait, in your class, you would shame people and yell in their faces?
If they're stupid, yes. We need to point out the stupid people and send them someplace. I don't know, an island or Florida. Someplace where stupid people go.
When you pass this class and graduate, what can you do with this particular degree, sir?
You can shame stupid people. You can point at them and mock them and say, you are stupid. You ask questions like, have you looked at college lately? What does that even mean?
Kevin, you are acing it already.
I didn't say that well, if that's what you're saying. But I don't think I'm stupid because I said it poorly.
But there's other reasons.
Stupid people never think they're stupid. That's the problem. That's why people have to take this course. We can say, see that guy? He's stupid.
He doesn't know it. But he's stupid.
He's too stupid to know how stupid he is.
Okay, all right.
My people like me have to say you're stupid.
No.
Same as it ever was.
No. No, we're not doing this. No. No. No.
Keep
no.
Turning my headphones a little bit.
No.
I need to be able to hear what's going on.
No, this is terrible. No.
All right, listen.
No.
You know my lifetime fear.
That's becoming mine, thanks to you.
It's sitting down on a toilet with a snake in it.
Snake comes up through the pipework and decides to have a little bite while you're having a sit.
Yes.
A sit down.
That has been my fear, and I've always tried to talk myself out of it as it being a stupid fear. And then about every 2 years, there's a story
every
of a snake.
2 years? It's like once a month lately.
Yeah.
Raul is on the prowl to find them.
People are sending me so much.
KLOS listener extraordinaire Raul finds these stories that are true, that happened, that are fact, and sends them to Kevin.
He sent me like, I don't know, eight huge spider pictures of eight huge spiders.
Oh, and then Noodles from Offspring joined
he
in.
He did as well.
Was like, hey, look at this, Kevin.
and when I say I have nightmares about spiders, I mean, I really do.
You have a reason to. You so, laid down one night and were bitten under the pillow that was hiding a brown recluse.
Yeah.
So you have a reason for that.
And it took 6 months before they took a skin graft off the side of my head and covered it.
I'll never hear from you again. No one will ever see you if your snake in the toilet ever comes true. Will
right,
you'll
no.
just vanish
no.
from Earth.
So here's another story.
Oh, my God.
Here's something to make you feel a little uncomfortable. It begins, of course, it's out of Florida, Hollywood, Florida. Imagine you go to sit down on the toilet
commode
seat, and there's an iguana thrashing around underneath you.
And I used to love iguanas, but having seen this video you just showed me, I'm not on board with them anymore.
Well, the iguana that's in the toilet is easily the size of the toilet. Like, it's not able to be completely underwater. It's that big.
Yep.
Play some of the audio so I can bring this nightmare to other people besides myself.
Six, a CBS 4 News exclusive. Holy iguana.
Stop that right now.
Did you see what she did?
Stop it now.
No, your eyes are not playing tricks on you. That's what one homeowner found inside their toilet. Yeah, he says he found it in the morning and can't imagine what could have happened if someone in his family had to use the bathroom in the middle of the night.
In any family. All right, two questions here. How did it get there and how did it get out? CBS 4's Ted Skouten has answers.
I don't love this story.
No. I'm fascinated by it. I really, you know, if you had asked me 5 years ago or a year and a half before you got here, yeah. Like, if this was something that I thought really happened very often, I'd be like, no.
It happens.
Nah.
More in
a lot.
More in a place like Florida.
Of course.
But this iguana is almost too big to be in the toilet.
He's massive.
It's a huge animal.
We're going to have to retweet this at Kevin and Sluggo. You need to see this. It's horrifying. All right, so here's some more audio.
Yeah.
Lizard in the toilet.
Oh, my God. You heard it right. Lizard in the toilet.
It's not a lizard.
Specifically, a spiny-tailed iguana.
Spiny-tailed iguana.
Yes.
He likes to bite.
By the way, those are quick to bite, is what they say later in the story. Oh, quick to bite.
Quick to bite.
Kurt Hilberth is going in to fish it out of his toilet bowl, dressed in protective clothing and gloves.
He has, hold up. He has like a construction helmet and gloves from another job. Like he's covered head to toe with like catcher's gear on his shins.
He needs a taser. Maybe if he had a taser.
That's smart.
He noticed it out of the corner of his eye when he went to brush his teeth a week ago Saturday.
It was so big that it was not submerged completely in the water, and it's got that tail that whips back and forth.
You sit there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow.
So they kept going back and checking, like they wanted it to just go
sure.
away.
Well, I mean, it should go back down the way it came
well, you
up.
Would think.
It'd be like, yeah, this place sucks. I'm out. Yeah, iguana out.
There's no ass here.
There's no ass to bite.
I'm sure is what it thought.
With encouragement from his family, Kurt tried to get it out several times, but it kept swimming back down the chute, eluding capture. On day three, he almost got it.
I'm sorry, hold up.
Whoa, day three.
On day three, he almost got
it. Wow.
Day three?
I hope they had another.
Are you going to sleep with that thing in there?
Thank
once?
You.
No!
You know what? I'm getting out of this toilet. I'm going to see what's down the hall.
I'm going to find a grenade and I'm going to drop
I was able to grab him by his back legs and part of the tail And I was pulling out, and he was pulling in. The tail was going back and forth. Water was flying everywhere. There was total chaos inside the small bathroom.
Oh, no, 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 no.
She went back in?
Went back in.
Unfortunately, I was left with merely a handful of tail.
Oh, come on.
So he pulled its tail off.
Iguana tail coming off.
Then they show the tail.
Oh, no.
In, like, the trash or something, and it's still moving.
What?
The tail's still moving.
What?
Like, it's still alive.
Oh, my God. This is a nightmare. This is actually a nightmare. Wow.
Here's what's left of that tail he grabbed.
Come on.
It's still moving.
It was still moving.
Whatever that thing is, it's not getting up.
That's when Kurt called in the experts. It's creepy thinking about what could have happened had someone not noticed in the middle of the night.
Right.
No kidding.
How do you... I mean, I guess you let the family know no one used this bathroom.
Right.
And then you also put a sign up in case somebody gets up in the middle of the night and forgets.
And then you also burn the house down and run for your life.
For 3 days.
Forget it.
Before he calls in help.
No.
No.
No. Should have called in Wall of Voodoo. They would have known what to do. They wish they were in Tijuana eating barbecued iguana.
And sat down.
I mean, your bare behind is over the toilet. And
we understand how the toilet works.
You don't need to describe that to Kevin. That's his biggest fear.
I mean, your bare behind is on the toilet. Thank you for explaining that.
To the iguana.
Hey, something with teeth. Something that can bite you down there.
Something with teeth.
We got it.
Is really a shivering kind of thought.
Yeah.
To put it mildly. Holy cow. I mean, what are they crawling? How is that happening?
Oh, they explain it.
Oh, okay.
And you're at a very vulnerable point.
No
standing
kidding.
Right here, perfectly on a stick. It was amazing.
Trapper Harold Rondan positioned a stick in the toilet, hoping the iguana would crawl out. And it did.
Okay, so they call out a specialist who puts a stick in and it just crawls out.
It's like, oh, thanks, guys. I'm happy to leave now.
Then
sorry to disturb you.
Then he tries to grab it and it turns around and goes back.
Go to hell.
So I went, grabbed him. He turned around, got caught with everything, went in the toilet, just put my hand, was able to get him, and removed him immediately.
Here's the culprit, minus most of his tail, successfully removed.
The spiny tail iguana does tend to be more aggressive. It's quicker to bite.
All right. It's quicker to bite.
So that's the one you for sure want coming up your sewer.
Quicker to bite.
And loves the sewer, apparently. What?
Ron McGill from Zoo Miami warns, despite their claws, teeth, and spiny tail, iguanas can carry disease.
Oh, yeah, like that's not enough already!
Oh, we need more than biting my balls off.
All iguanas carry a variety of bacteria. The things they're most famous for are salmonella and botulism.
Great.
Great. They suck!
I'm going to have no balls and botulism.
I'll serve you right.
How to get in the Hellbirth's toilet?
Yeah.
It likely crawled in the sewage vent stack on the roof.
No.
Kurt found a way to fix that with some metal.
The sewage
on the roof.
Vent
on
the
coming
roof.
Through the roof. That sucks.
Right.
Wow.
That's my point.
I thought they're not coming up through the... Oh,
they're coming
through the roof. Wow.
Mesh.
And that's what I did to cap it off.
Yeah.
Can't get any creepier than this. Look before you sit down.
Hey, good advice.
If you find an iguana in there thrashing around, shut the lid and don't try and get it out yourself. Call the experts.
All right,
what
good
experts?
Advice. Experts? I don't know. I think they called animal control or somebody.
Iguana toilet removal.
I'm telling you that that is going to happen to me.
That's Homer Simpson's new job.
Would it be funny if it happened to me?
Dude, I almost think at
this
point.
I think it would be hilarious, actually. It really would be.
I have to hate you to wish that upon you. I just can't. I would usually say it's because it's funny on the radio. I can't even.
I sort of want it to happen because.
We heard it.
Because I feel like it's. I feel like it's bound. Like that's my future.
Right. Get it over with.
And I'm watching it in every one of these stories, and it's gonna happen
so
to
just,
me.
Do it now. Yeah, not when you're 92.
Right.
Get it over now when you're 87.
Just let me go to Hollywood, Florida, sit on this guy's toilet, and let's finish it. Oh. A factory worker had to have a nail removed from his scrotum.
Oh, come on.
After he accidentally shot himself with a nail gun.
Oh, that's not supposed to happen.
Well, of course not.
I mean, no, I mean, you're supposed to be able
to
put those things on people's naughty bits and boom, and it won't work.
He did it to himself.
On purpose?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
This is going weird.
He's a 27-year-old guy from Italy, and he was rushed to the hospital.
Sure.
But when doctors first looked at his
bits,
scrote,
kibbles and bits,
they could not see any sign of the nail.
Oh, no.
Despite the fact that he was in obvious agony.
Right. Oh, my God.
There was no clear wound in his skin.
Whoa.
Forcing the doctors to use an ultrasound.
Oh, man.
Urologist noticed a thin white line behind his right testicle and whisked him away for surgery in case it was the missing nail.
Off you go.
It was.
It was.
The nail was stuck between the top of his testicle and his penis.
Top of the testicle and the penis.
And I'm trying to figure out if you're using a nail gun.
Yeah.
What position would would you have to be in?
Right.
For the nail to not only go in, but disappear.
Yes. I mean, that's a long ways. And just to get, like, no blood? I mean, was there, like,
I don't know. They said they couldn't
see the wound.
Any wound.
Yeah, the entry
wound.
So
I guess not.
Yeah, it must have just, wow.
But
those are bulls. That's from Arrested Development.
Is it possible at all that he was trying to do this? Because if he wasn't...
I doubt it.
I don't know.
Unless he's a big fan of Marilyn Manson.
I don't know how that happens.
I mean, he's going to know it's going to go on. I mean, you know, you see people do that occasionally, but usually they make quite a big show out of it. They're out there, you know, hey, everybody, watch this. I'm protesting something.
Sure, I'm going to...
You know.
I'd give anything to see video of this, because he had to have been... At the very least, upside down.
Well, certainly afterwards.
No, I'm saying before.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
To get the angle that it would take for the nail gun.
How do you not hold one of those, especially away from said
carefully
region?
Agreed.
Yes, like insanely
you
carefully.
You have a gun that shoots nails. Keep it away from the junk. Listen to this.
Oh, no.
This is the weirdest part of the story.
Oh, no.
The nail was removed safely, and the man... was discharged from the hospital the next day.
Oh, my God. They just throw everybody out. Get out. You're done. You're fine.
I'd be sitting in there going, I'm not leaving.
No. And I'm certainly never going to play with one of those again. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, that guy, what kind of pain is that? That's a little bit
That's
crazy.
What he would talk like after he left.
I would think.
I shouldn't have shot myself with that nail gun.
So I hate this house now.
All right, so listen, we're going to do a topic that we do probably more often than any topic because it makes us laugh. Embarrassing ways you hurt yourself. Doesn't have to be
nail gun into the scrotum.
Correct.
Doesn't have to be
doesn't
that.
Even have to be that region.
No, no. Actually, kind of prefer. No, I don't care.
I mean, it would be better if it was, but just embarrassing ways that you hurt yourself.
Mm.
And... you know, we've often talked about the emergency room now and how they've got the plexiglass up and they can't hear a word you say. What's wrong with you?
I shot a nail in my ball.
Yeah.
What? Everyone in the emergency
You know, they're probably pretending not to be able to hear, too. They can probably read lips.
Oh, yeah, that's
Watch
sure.
this. Say, I'm sorry. Say it again.
Everybody else in the emergency room has their phone up recording. This poor bastard.
Oh, my God.
All right, so you hurt yourself, and it was in a dumb, embarrassing way. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5-KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We started with a story of a man who shot himself in the junk with a nail gun. Which hurts just to say those words.
Yes.
So we're talking about embarrassing ways that you hurt yourself. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you hurt yourself in an embarrassing way?
All the time.
Anything specific stand out?
Yeah.
Would you want to tell us?
Yes.
What's happening?
I don't know. Oh, that she hung up even.
Thanks for calling.
How odd.
KLOS, hello.
She hurt her brain.
Hello, I've got an,
what?
I've got an answer for your how he shot himself in the testicle.
I mean, we weren't looking for an answer, but go ahead.
Yeah.
It probably ricocheted. It went through the edge of the board up and ricocheted and hit him.
Ricocheted. Wow. I didn't think of that.
Oh, and then so for a few seconds, he probably had no idea what happened. You're like, where the hell did that go?
I had a friend took two toenails off that way.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, nail guns aren't to be played with.
Yeah, I know myself well enough that I never have a nail gun.
Yeah, or even work with one.
Nope.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. Very interesting.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I just had a story of how I hurt myself in an embarrassing place.
Excellent. Yes, please. That's what we're looking for.
Yep. So when I was about 10 or 12, I was riding my bike back east in the woods coming home, and we had dinner at 6 o'clock or else you got in trouble.
Sure.
So I was riding, and my seat kept coming loose, and pretty soon the seat fell off. And so I said, damn it. I just went ahead and threw the seat on the handlebars, kept riding home. I went over a little jump out in the woods, and the seat post went right through and hit me in the sack.
Oh!
And, so I got home, and two of my mom's sisters were nuns, and they were over, and they're sitting at the kitchen table with Dad and Mom. And I went in the house, and I went upstairs. I went in the bathroom and checked myself, and sure enough, I was bleeding. So I went to my older brother. I said, bro, what should I do? He said, you got to tell Dad. So I said, hey, Dad, can you come here? So
no, come down here, son. You come down here.
Show the nuns.
Dad said, let's go to the hospital. So we went downstairs and said, we're going to get ice cream. We went out for about 2 hours. I got 4 stitches in my scrotum, and glad not to be a soprano.
Oh, dear Lord.
Wow, that's super cool of your dad to not embarrass you. I mean, my dad would have held me by the hair and go, look at this. Look what the kid did.
Look at the idiot.
The nun still never knew.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, please. He told them in great detail.
Showed them pictures. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955. You know, during the pandemic, when it was really everything shut down, we were doing this thing here on KLOS where it was sort of like binging bands.
Right.
We'd play like almost an hour of Van Halen or whatever.
Because no one was listening.
Exactly. Everybody's like, whatever, man. And I could totally do just a really long binge of Soundgarden. Absolutely one of my favorite bands.
Same.
Just heavy, heavy rock.
So by the way, another one of my favorite guitarists, Tom Morello, is going to be joining Matt Pinfield Sunday night.
Oh, that's right. Part two of the interview with Matt this Sunday night.
New and approved on Sunday
night.
That
is awesome. 8 o'clock starts with Matt Pinfield here on KLOS.
We are talking about funny ways that you hurt yourself. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, or horrifying.
You have a story like that?
Hey, how's it going tonight?
It's going well. You hurt yourself in an embarrassing way?
Yeah, man. I was playing in my dad's garage, and there was like this spray. It was tar that you would put under the hood of your car.
Right.
Anyway, so I go to spray it, and it sprays in my face.
Oh, God.
It was like black tar.
Oh.
Anyways, my dad takes me to the emergency room, and then there's people in there all jacked up, you know, with broken arms, broken legs.
Yep.
And, dude,
you're coming in with blackface. That's not cool.
That's offensive.
Everybody in the entire emergency room just breaks out laughing. I'm just a kid.
You're like, damn it, man, come on.
Wait, how old of a kid were you?
Oh, God, I was probably like 7 or
That's
something.
That's so embarrassing to be laughed at like that in an emergency room.
Did it get in your eyes?
No, thankfully, my eyes shut.
Yeah.
But I just sat there staring at the ground the whole time.
Sure.
I could hear everybody laughing. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's perfect, man. Thanks for calling. Thank you. It's amazing kids survive,
isn't it?
Just get through it at all. Hello, KLOS.
Okay, so my best friend's a construction worker. He got a breakfast burrito off the lunch truck, so he all of a sudden got cruised into the porta potty, got chowed on his sack, dude, by a black widow.
Okay. Oh, all right, you're straying into Kevin's territory
that's
here.
That's a great story. Thanks for calling. We gotta go.
Wait, man, what happened then?
We gotta go. Bye.
So a black widow bit his scrotum, and then?
He,
Kevin,
working.
Take those fingers out of your ears. Listen closely.
Out
sure.
At work.
No!
To the hospital. I'm
trying to make it worse, because Kevin is actually plugging his ears right now. Yeah?
It was bad, dude. Oh, dude, he couldn't walk.
Oh, man, that's horrifying. That is horrifying.
Is that guy done yet?
Yes, it's all done. Kevin's okay, thanks for calling, man. That was horrifying. I'm going to replay it for you. I'm going to call your voicemail every day from now on and play it.
I would throw up.
Yeah, no kidding.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We've got Kings tickets to give away sometime between now and 5. That's very cool.
Very
excited
about
that. Some very important trivia questions for that or something.
Like we do.
Yeah.
always important.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about texting the wrong person, because this happens a lot.
Oh, yes,
and
indeed.
It's one of these evergreen topics that we could probably do once a month, because there's so many people who have that oops factor.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, if you called the wrong number, you would know pretty much right away. It's not grandma on the phone, so you're not going to say something weird.
But now with caller ID, they'll call you back.
Yeah.
Did you just call me? No, it was an accident.
No, leave me alone. Butt dialing.
Leave me alone.
Have you ever done butt face dialing by accident?
I have.
I hate that.
I have.
All of a sudden, there's someone staring at you. Like,
yep.
Oh, hi, I didn't want to. Sorry, I'm in the shower. I gotta hang up.
I mean to do that. Here is one of the funniest texts I've ever seen that went to the wrong person.
Nice.
This is real. I found it on BuzzFeed, and I'm going to read it as is.
Okay.
We're back in the hospital because Jake set his butthole on fire again. Again.
What was it that you did set on fire?
You have the wrong number. But please keep me updated. OMFG. And then the original texter says, oops, sorry. And then the guy that was the wrong number goes, no, come back. I want to hear everything.
Yeah, totally. More info, please.
Can you imagine getting that text from somebody? Jake set his butthole on fire again.
Down there playing with a lighter.
How does that happen?
No, I'm assuming that was a wrong thing, but maybe not.
Like underwear?
Yeah, something. Or they, I don't know.
As far as I know, that's not flammable. The last I checked.
Well, I guess we'll have to do some experiments.
Last I checked.
Hey, get Heidi and Frank in here.
It wasn't, would they help?
Oh, yes, I bet they would. They'd be down with seeing what's flammable and
come
not.
On, we're back in the hospital because Jake set his butthole on fire again, for God's sake.
Would you love to get that text?
Yes, yes.
And I would find some way to keep it rolling for
sure. I would too. I would say, how did he do it this time?
Exactly.
Yes.
There you go.
You play that part for the rest of time.
Yes.
I want all of the updates on that story.
Oh, man, I'm so concerned. Is he okay?
Right.
How did he do it exactly?
Right. Well, how badly is he burned?
Any pictures? What did the nurse say this time?
I would not ask for any pictures.
Oh,
that's where you and I are different. So you sent a text to the wrong person and it was embarrassing. What
oh,
is it?
Oh, man.
This was
awesome.
A stranger. Still embarrassing.
Yeah, it's great.
But most of the time it's, you know, sexy picture or something about sex in general. You send it to a parent.
Yeah. Or we're going to get rid of this guy and you don't send it to the boss. You send it to the guy that you're going to get rid of, that sort of thing.
That happens.
You get those.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
That's one of those great driving songs. If you had an open lane on the freeway just now, Joyous Wolf is who that is from Orange County, Fearless on KLOS.
Yeah, there are a lot of those open lanes in Southern California.
Yeah.
All right, we are talking about you got a text from or you texted the wrong person. You have one of those?
Hi, KLOS. First time caller.
Thank you. You texted the wrong person?
No, actually, my mother had texted me.
Oh, okay.
And it was a sexually oriented.
Oh, no. No.
What did it say? What?
It was something along the lines of, it felt so good when you f***ing.
Oh! And it wasn't about something else somehow?
No, because she was trying to text her boyfriend or something.
Oh.
And I replied, like, Mom, stop. Like, no. And then it continued.
What?
She was like, yeah, I was so or something. And it was just terrible. It was the worst text I've ever gotten from my mother.
Man, did you end up, you know, following it up? How was your mom in bed? I mean,
I immediately called her and told her, what the heck?
I see. Okay.
You know, let's call her right now, actually. I want to talk
give
to
us
her
phone
with
number.
You on the phone.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. Oh, we're not going to do that?
No.
Oh, damn.
KLOS, hello.
I accidentally take the picture of my being up to Marcy.
To Marcy. That she was telling me about. And she's like, wow, I'm pretty impressed by that.
She doesn't need that, though.
That's massive.
I will speak on her.
Thanks for calling.
Side. KLOS, hello.
What's up, man? How's it going, guys?
Good. Talking about you texted the wrong person or got one from someone?
I texted the wrong person one time. This was a long time ago, too, like 15 years ago. And I'm texting my homeboy, and I'm texting this really hot chick that I liked at the time. And I'm texting Toby, and I'm texting this girl, and all of a sudden I text the girl. I'm just going to lay it out there, and I text her, man, I'd crawl through a mile of broken glass just to bury my face in your this
right.
one time.
Right.
And it was Toby, dude. He texted me back and says, come on over. Oh, my God.
Plan accepted. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude. 818-955-KLOS. Where did your text go wrong?
We're talking about texting the wrong people. That seems to happen a lot. Happens a lot to me.
Oh, man.
Tell you that. We started with this text that I found on BuzzFeed. We're back at the hospital because Jake set his butthole on fire again.
Again.
That's the key word.
I mean, I feel terrible for those people, but it's hilarious.
I don't feel terrible.
They have to keep dealing with this.
Yeah. Hilarious.
And then they send it to a random number.
Hilarious. Yeah, they send it to the wrong person. So the person says, you're on the wrong number, but please keep me updated. OMFG. And then they say, oops, sorry. And the guy goes, no, come back. I want to hear everything.
Right.
Which is hilarious.
Yes.
This is just a mom text. It's not a wrong number text, but it's a mom text. Okay. And you'll see why.
Yeah.
Please stop changing the Google logo so much. I like the original one. Then the guy says, mom, I don't change the logo. Google changes it. And she says, on my computer, you don't run the Google?
You don't run the Google.
And he said, if I did, I wouldn't be driving a 2004 Ford. That is hilarious.
That's awesome. Oh, mom.
Here's one that you really never want to have someone send you. Yeah. Guess what?
Chicken butt.
So you say what?
Oh, sorry, what?
And then they say, no, you have to guess.
I'm annoyed.
And then, question mark, I don't know. IDK.
Yeah.
Grandma's in the hospital.
What?
Why would you make me guess that? What happened? Can you imagine?
Right? And I saw one where mom didn't know what LOL meant, and like aunt whoever had passed away, and she says, you know, it's really sad she passed away, blah, 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 LOL.
Oh, that's funny.
And they're like, I thought it was love out loud.
Love out loud. Moms, oh, moms.
Come on.
But now we're talking about you texted the wrong person. KLOS, hello.
My daughter texted her boyfriend's mom while they were in the car together, and said of her boyfriend, and said, are we going to be stuck at the house again with mom's cooking?
Oh!
And she said it, to his mom.
Oh, man.
And she replied, you mean to text my son? And my daughter said she wanted to jump out of the moving car.
Sure.
Of course.
Their relationship has not been the same since.
That sucks. That sucks. Never be honest in a text.
Right? That's the key.
Yeah.
Always check who you're sending it to.
Yes, of course.
Exactly. Thanks for calling. Hey, do you know, is her cooking really that horrible?
No, I think she was just bored and wanted to get out of the house.
Gotcha.
Well, maybe she should take that angle. I guess you can't win.
That's a terrible thing.
Yeah, right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. You texted the wrong person?
Yeah, I texted my sister when I thought I was texting some chick who I had not. The text actually was my felt good resting against your nose while it was your throat last night.
And you said that to your sister.
She texted me back. She said, I'm not her, bro.
Well, at least she wasn't she didn't have a meltdown about it.
No. Like the other guy. I'm glad she didn't say, come on over.
Right? Ovation for that song. Come on.
That is fantastic.
Love it from the Fighters. Ooh.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking a little bit earlier about whether you wanted to disappear or not. And I just brought it up and you said, yeah, I've always wanted to.
Yeah. And to me, when we got into this and it turns out that you've never really even thought about trying to vanish from your life.
No, why would you?
That's just so weird. That to me is as weird as it is to you, though.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I would get to the point where when I was younger, I would think if I could just disappear.
Well, yes. But
then as a teen, I thought, well, I could just go over. You know, actually, that's when I started coming out to Los Angeles a lot. A lot of it was, I'm like, I'm just going to move out there and just ditch
start
everything.
Over.
And yeah. So that's kind of what
it's super weird.
Is it?
Maybe not. Maybe I'm super. I don't know.
Yeah.
I find it odd that you haven't really seriously thought about it. Though.
Not to plan it out. No, not to get to point. No, I mean, maybe when I was in my early teens for a minute. Which
well,
is
when
really
you're troubled
stupid.
At teenagers. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, of course.
But I mean, as an adult, I thought, you know, yeah, I would think I might just stop doing this whole everything that I do in my life and go
someplace else
vanish.
And be someone else.
I mean, yeah, I've changed my name so many times.
You have, that's
new.
True.
Yeah.
I don't even know your name.
I don't either.
And that's
really.
Odd. I've known you for 30 years. I don't know your name.
But you've never thought about just ditching it all and just suddenly turning up in Bohunk, Virginia or whatever.
Bohunk?
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't know that was available.
I don't know where. Yeah. And starting anew, afresh?
No.
Hmm.
I feel like I'm just trying to keep up.
Let alone start all over again.
I haven't really gotten to the point where the idea of starting over seems like so much work. No?
No, if you just don't care what it is and, you know, don't have all the, I don't know. It is kind of ridiculous. It's a bit of a pipe dream. It's a bit of an escapism. It's sort of,
yes. So yeah. I'm saying that it's a bit of escapism, but you haven't really considered have you?
No, I haven't. But have you? Not you.
I haven't.
No.
No.
Yeah.
But have you?
You.
818-955-KLOS. I don't know how you would go about it.
Yeah, it seems really, really, especially nowadays, very difficult.
Yeah, with the internet and all the information on there, it seems like it'd be really easy to track you wherever you went.
Yeah, you can't just get a new driver's license in a different state or whatever anymore.
No.
It's not like it was.
That's you need to get a fake passport and a fake driver's license.
I mean, the problem with this is if anybody's actually done it, they can't really talk too much about it. But
we'll use the voice changer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, absolutely. We have one of those.
855-KLOS. If you have thought about seriously
disappearing
yourself from the world,
not in a death sort of way. Right. We're not talking about that.
We should specify that.
Yes. But just sort of vanishing. Just if you could
Go off the radar.
Yeah.
And just assume like another life.
Yeah. Sort of, you know, like in Breaking Bad, like if you had someone, you go to the vacuum store, you say you want this model and dude for X amount of cash moves you somewhere else. Have you ever seriously consider doing that?
Or are you doing that right now?
Are you doing that right now?
We'll use the voice changer and we will keep you anonymous.
That's for sure.
818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and we are talking about wanting to disappear.
Paff! Out of here.
It seems to be a very common thing. Sir, you've thought about disappearing?
I have two passports.
You have two
passports? Yeah, I've thought about that. I have two birth certificates.
You've done the legwork?
Dude, I was born here in L.A., California.
Right.
And then before I was a month old, we moved to Mexico. My dad knew somebody at the hospital, and they got me a birth certificate, so I have both.
No kidding.
That's awesome.
Yeah, let's rob a bank. Let's do something.
All right, hold on. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to set up the robbery.
We'll plan a bank.
Thanks for calling, man.
Let's rob a bank, he said.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello. You've thought about disappearing?
Man, who hasn't?
Kevin hasn't.
I guess I
Kevin
haven't.
Here has not ever thought about disappearing. You have, though.
No, that's a total lie. Everybody's at least thought about it at least once.
No.
For a fraction of a second.
No, dude, I know my pal Kevin. He doesn't lie about stuff.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seriously considered it, though. In a lighthearted, wouldn't it be funny if I could be someone else and have another life?
No, I mean, I dwell on it.
I don't.
Not so much anymore, but I certainly have dwelt on it.
Have you dwelt on it?
I mean, yeah, I have. I mean, I have a big family, but sometimes, you know, we get heated when we have a conversation.
Right.
So, you know, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should just disappear.
Yeah.
So because you have an argument with a family member, you're going to start over someplace.
It gets to be the point where they want this whole family. You don't want to talk to anybody anymore. Right, dude?
My family's Central American, and we just have heavy conversations.
Right.
But we love each other.
Right. But I'm saying that doesn't make you... But you're not ever going to turn your back on all of them. That's not a thing.
Yeah. It's sort of a pipe dream, right?
Not at all.
Yeah. Okay. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
That last guy's running from the law. Guaranteed.
Let's rob a bank with him. 818-955-KLOS if you're thought about vanishing. Cheap Trick for the win.
I agree.
Man, that's a good one. Light of the fire.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about you have seriously thought about disappearing. Just falling off the grid.
Pew.
You have?
Yes, I have, especially during the pandemic.
Oh,
really?
I used to travel a lot. So for me, I end up in a place where nobody knew me, probably another country. But, you know, the pandemic has made me really think about that, which is we're all isolating still to some extent.
Right. Sure. So I don't understand your point. No, I mean, just saying. So you thought about it last year because of the pandemic?
I did. I would go days without speaking to people, and I just thought, you know, this is what it must feel like to be, like, disappearing.
Right.
Right.
But then, wasn't your follow-up thought to that, this sucks?
It does suck. But okay. I'm still isolating, and I hate it, but not for a long period of time. Maybe just for, you know, not forever, just I could
just
do
for like a decade.
Yeah. Right on.
No.
thanks for calling in. I mean, that does actually bring up a good point. I mean, this the pandemic has sort of shown what it would be like, you know, and a lot of people are surprised at how much they hate being by themselves and not getting together with anyone. And
yeah, I miss that. I miss getting together.
So this is what it would be like if you actually
I don't want to.
Sounds kind of good to me.
Antisocial. Hi, KLOS. You ever thought about just vanishing?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Why? Did you think you vanished?
Okay. Yes, I thought I did already. Into the void of nothingness.
Right?
So, no, but yeah, I have thought about it definitely a lot more now that, like, you know, I reached that turning point of age 25.
Oh my God.
No.
What are you going to retire?
I wish I could.
Oh. Wait, so no, you hit 25 and you thought, I'd like to start over?
I'd like to retire.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Everybody wants to retire.
Definitely. I mean, I've been a city girl my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, just something about, like, living out in the country, owning my own farm would seem like the best thing, like, you know, away from people, no neighbors, huge yard.
Grass is always greener.
Yes. Yeah. But here's my thought to that is you want to do that because you grew up in the city, but that almost guarantees that you would hate that.
Yeah, I tend to agree, unfortunately.
I mean, maybe, but I'm learning little by little. I bought some chickens, have them in my backyard.
Nice. Oh, that's cool.
All right, listen.
Well, I hope you do that.
Listen, yeah. you try it.
Yeah, yeah.
Go off the grid and buy a farm and then call us back.
Yes, if you have a phone at that point. Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. You ever thought about vanishing?
Absolutely.
Wow, dude. I mean, not one person has said no so far. Why what would you do? How would you make it happen?
Well, I'm 7 years into a nightmare divorce. Absolute nightmare.
Right.
And I would, you know, there might be a caveat, maybe take the kids with.
Right.
But just pick up and gone.
Yeah.
I'll start over. I will rake leaves in people's yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have more money.
Anonymously. Yeah. I hear you, man. I do hear you. Thanks for calling in.
I hope that ends for you soon.
Yeah, right. Hi, KLOS. You ever thought about just vanishing? The lady vanishes?
Yeah, I spent 8 years with an assumed alias while I was selling LSD and mushrooms on Grateful Dead tour.
Wow. Yeah. None of that's true, but I love it.
Yes, exactly. That's...
No, it's absolutely true, actually.
All right, explain it again.
I became a legalization activist afterwards. It was over 20 years ago, so I can say it.
No, nice.
But, yeah, I lived with an assumed alias while I was selling LSD and mushrooms on Grateful Dead tour.
You must have raked in some cash.
Wow.
Right?
It was, you know, I think I put a couple of strippers through college.
Today, I heard that there was an apology from Miss Allie McKay.
Allie, really?
Allie.
You apologized?
I apologized on a lot of levels. I'll tell you, there's a lot of levels. I've made fun of Kevin for his Crocs for, I'd say, 6-7 years?
Yes.
As well you should.
Yes.
As well you should. But mostly because he wears them with socks. I mean, that's a travesty. That should never happen.
Hold up for a second. This is Allie trying to take the high ground now and go, down with Crocs, just not socks.
Just no socks.
F you. Let's talk about the Crocs.
Here's the thing. I moved to Maine,
mm-hmm.
and I have a yard for the first time. I, you know, never had a yard. I'm not rich like Kevin. Sprawling grass everywhere.
You so shut up, woman.
I had to do things like, you know, gardening, and then it had rained, so I was trekking across the lawn
in my vans. I don't like where this is going. You aren't saying you're... No.
No, Sluggo, I'm like, I can't let my vans just... they're going to be wet all the time. I've got to get something that I can slip on and off.
What? Right. And after making fun of me for 6 or 7
what?
Years,
yeah.
What happened?
I went to the website and I said, well, I'm not going to get any of these. These are horrible. But what about just a plain old black pair? That would be fine.
Unbelievable.
Right? You guys, I got them yesterday.
What?
Why didn't Kevin ever tell us how comfortable they are? Those are delightful.
Effing believable. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Don't forget to listen for
Gene Simmons. And it will be really, truly Gene Simmons, not some other guy pretending to be.
Between now and 4 o'clock, be caller 13. You'll win tickets to Vegas.
Yeah!
To see Kiss.
What?
Also, we have Bob Saget coming up after the top of the hour.
He says he's in traffic right this second, running people down to get here on time. That's nice of him.
I admire that as well.
Big time.
So high school in Montebello, a certain one called Sure High School.
Sure.
Has been.
I'm sure.
They haven't been in person for 18 months.
Well, yeah.
So they were planning on opening Monday.
Okay.
And having the students back.
Right.
Except for, listen to this.
This campus had been closed during the pandemic and was set to reopen back to students on Monday. Well, that never happened because of a tiny problem.
All right, hold up. It's a rat. It's a rat scurrying away from whoever was taking the video.
18 months, they've had the run of the place. They've done what they pleased.
And more than you know.
Yeah,
a startled rat makes a run for it after jumping from a high school cabinet. This video was taken in May at Sure High School in Montebello.
I'm so sure.
But instructors say the rat infestation only got worse.
Last Monday when I returned, you know, setting up my computer, you know, getting ready to prepare for opening school, I heard like a stampede of...
Stampede of rats. Have you ever heard it described that way?
No.
Rats can't be in a stampede.
No, those little tiny feet, there got to be a lot of them to make that kind of noise.
Like a billion rats.
Wow.
Mice, like rats.
Al Cuevas teaches government and econ and has documented evidence of rodent droppings around his classroom.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
So nice.
I'll be documenting that.
Hey, step over the rat. Come on in.
Come on, wave. Wave to it.
With rats, there's other disease and other airborne things that can come from...
Well, there's a teacher for you.
From rats. It's not safe. It's definitely a health issue for students.
Instead of reopening the campus for in-person learning on Monday, school and district officials delay the start of the new school year by 2 weeks.
Yay! I would be so happy.
Sligo hated high school.
Oh my God, I hated school across the board.
I loved high school.
From day one.
Only the social part of it. I didn't care at all about
classes. I love the social part. Yeah, I wouldn't even actually go to classes. I'd hang out and like go to lunch with my friends.
Montebello Unified School District sent emails, text messages, and phone calls to all students and parents last Friday, informing them of the last minute decision. The infestation was found in Sure C building, which houses the library and many of the classrooms.
Shouldn't have been an M or R for mouse or rat. Stupid rats.
School officials say they're evaluating HVAC systems after finding rodents throughout the building.
It's a big problem. It's a big issue.
This is my favorite part. Okay, yeah, okay. So it's a big problem. It's a big issue.
Uh-huh.
Now remember, they haven't been open in 18 months.
Right.
They were going to open this past Monday.
Yeah.
2 weeks doesn't sound like it could be enough.
They have so many rats.
Oh, man.
At Sure High School in Montebello.
That is nasty.
That they might not even open in 2 weeks.
That is nasty. Wow. Wow. How many rat kings do they have? Are they all hanging out there together?
Good times.
Woo. Mediocre oldies. That's nasty, man.
Yep.
Who had to clean out, like, the cafeteria?
It's a great question. I don't know. Ugh.